Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome to another edition of the Something to Think About podcast. This month, we'll be looking on how to keep your thoughts clear. That's the new series that we want to focus on for this month. As always, our core scripture, we go straight into the word. We look on 1 Peter 5 verse 8, reading from the God's Words translation. It says, "Keep your mind clear and be alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion as he looks for someone to devour." So what we're talking about keeping a mind clear is basically not being a victim of distraction. That's basically what we want to look on. How you can become a victim of distraction, and it causes you now to not to be alert or to be ready to pay attention or to take advantage of many opportunities that may come your way. This week we want to zero in on what can cause you not to be alert, what can cause you to have so many distractions, and how it can impact on your mind. And then at the end, we want to share some tips in terms of the last part of the series. We want to share some tips in terms of what exactly you can do to actually clear your mind as a believer. So we will look at four reasons. One, the first reason is lack of confidence in God's kindness. And that's according to 1 Peter 1 verse 3, is basically you don't know or don't even fully understand or appreciate God's kindness towards you. But before we even go into the discussion, let's hear what the word has to say. 1 Peter 1 verse 13 says, "Therefore your minds must be clear and ready for action. Place your confidence completely in what God's kindness will bring you when Jesus Christ appears again." So when we're talking about the lack of confidence in God's kindness, is really the lack of confidence in what God can do for you based on the situation that you're in now. Whatever the situation may be. Here are some examples. You are working in a situation, like you're working on a project, and you are under pressure because there's a lot of activities being added, and it's being stretched beyond your capability, and you're not sure how you can actually share that concern with your superiors. And you know, because of the magnitude of the work and the deadline, you are now caught up trying to figure out, how am I going to figure out this thing, complete the project on time, and do it with the limitations that I have, because your resources are very limited. Or now with the rising inflation cost, and your pay is not inflating as the prices are inflating, so you can understand the fact that things are a little bit more expensive than normal. So there's a concern about how is it that you're going to pay for all these necessary items with the limited money that you have. And you're not sure if God has a solution for you, and you're thinking about a solution of how can you resolve this matter. And these problems even come more magnified now when you have children, you have debt to pay back, and all of that now be added. And it's the month of August, you know, back to school expenses, school fees, and all of these things, they keep piling up. Gas prices keep going up. Bus fare and transportation for those who travel by bus or public transport may be a little bit more expensive than normal. They may travel longer and all these things. So these are major concerns, and you're not sure how God can actually help you. So your confidence are a little bit low because of these things. So lack of confidence can cause that. And the other thing, the second reason, number two, that can cause you to be distracted or your mind's not to be cleared is lack of self-control. So this now can stem from an argument between you and your spouse, children, boss, co-worker, neighbor, in a matter, and the impact that can have on you after. According to 1 Peter 4 verse 7, "The end of everything is near. Therefore, practice self-control. Keep your mind clear so you can pray. So this is a warning as well as a tip in terms of the reason why we want to keep our minds clear. But if you think about it, the lack of self-control in terms of sometimes how you respond to these things, whether it be an argument or whether it be your spending habits, can also affect your confidence, because sometimes it can push your mind into a place where you're thinking about the impact of what happened and you're meditating on it, as opposed to thinking about how you can resolve a solution versus you're replaying the incident in your mind. We'll be looking on that later, but when you think about the lack of self-control, it's really all restraint is not there. So if the prices of things are going up, your spending is going up along with the inflation, and you have no way of saying, hey, I need to kind of draw brakes on these things and stop so I can reassess my position and make a decision about what I'm going to do going forward. This is important, and this can cause you know to end up in the wrong place, and mentally, as opposed to finding a solution, you are actually making the problem worse by what you're actually doing. The third thing, number three on the list, is focusing on the wrong things. And for that, we want to jump into the book of Luke, verse 21, verse 34. Make sure that you don't become drunk, hungover, and worried about life. Then that day would suddenly catch you by surprise. So another impact and a negative thing about what your mind not being clear is that you'll be get hungover, you become worried, and suddenly things will catch you by surprise. So what basically Jesus is really talking about is that, well, what are you thinking about now? And your focus is really on the problem and not the solution. So when your mind is not clear, you're focusing mostly on the problem, studying the problem, why it happened, why this has happened to me, oh, I'm hopeless now, there's no solution, there's no resolve, God can't help me, that. And you go on to a whole list of complaints, and your grocery list of what you need gets taller every day. And when you talk about it, you are deflated, and the impact psychologically of you worrying and thinking about the problem, it gets worse. So, for example, you faced a situation where your heart is broken because of a relationship, something happened, whatever it is, you're wounded emotionally by it. You spend your days focusing on the incident. What happened, you replay it, and every time you replay it in your mind, it's almost as if it's fresh. It just happened. So every time you replay that traumatic incident, whatever it is, whether it is that you were raped, sexually molested, somebody verbally abused you, you were physically abused, emotionally abused, somebody abandoned you, you don't see any way out because you're living in poverty and your pay is not enough to cover, you know, matter. You're focusing on the fact that this is a problem. And your focus is that it's, according to what Jesus is saying, you become drunk and hungover, intoxicated and overly worried. Imagine you're intoxicated and worried at the same time. And that's the magnitude of what being distracted can happen, what it can cause. And it's a dangerous place to be in. But at the same time, Jesus is saying, yo, don't worry about these things. Don't become hungover. But when you think about it, that's another reason. You're focused on the problem, not the solution. That's the distinction. The last thing is abusing power. So you all know that somebody who gets in a position of authority and they're abusing their power because they're in charge now until the boss come back. Substitute boss, you can call it. According to Matthew 24, verse 48 to 50, it says, On the other hand, that servant, if he is wicked, may think that it will be a long time before his master comes. Servant may begin to beat the other servants and eat and drink with the drunks. His master will return unexpectedly. So, the whole point of all of this discussion this week is the fact that when you become distracted by the problem, the incident that happened, what will end up happening over the long term is that you won't be able to see your way out. Your mind will become unclear, your judgment will be clouded, and the way forward for you will not appear like there is even a solution. And that can lead into a number of things. And we'll get into that next week in terms of the result of you being distracted and what it can cause. But the whole point is really is that you're meditating on the problem. And in another instance, is you not being alert, is not focusing on what exactly you need to do at this time. And your mind not being clear, it keeps you in an unhealthy loop that keeps you stuck and bound, because that incident is so traumatic to the point where you're constantly thinking about it and it's being replayed in your mind. You'll never forget it. And it's almost like you're searching for a solution and you can't find any. But there's a solution that we have found in the Word. Jesus said, keep your minds clear and be alert so that you can pray. So, a quick tip to leave you with this week as we bring this week's podcast to a close is that ensure that you place your confidence in God's kindness. And is your confidence in God's kindness of what he can do to help you? Or is it that your trust is looking for a different solution other than God? The next thing you want to think about is that, are you putting self-control measures in place to ensure that the problem don't get worse than what it is? Next question is, what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the problem, or are you actively looking through the Word for a solution? And are you abusing your authority if you are in a position of leadership, or based on where you are now, are you abusing your position right now and being distracted from what is it that you should be doing now? These insights and answers to those questions can help push you to the next level in terms of what Peter says, in terms of being alert. So to keep your minds clear so you can be alert. And the alert is what you're really looking for, is opportunities for solutions to solve the problem. But when you're distracted in the loop, you'll never see it because you're not looking for the solution itself. You're actually looking for ways to magnify or confirm that the problem is a problem. But you want to move from where you want that position and move to another level by resolving the matter and pressing ahead towards the mark. Anyway, that's it from me this week. Hope you have a lovely week for the rest of the week. God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.